had always known I was adopted, but I had this strange notion about the whole process. I always thought that parents adopted children like Shoppers thump melons. I imagined a large playroom like a nursery, and my future adoptive parents standing beyond a small wooden gate and looking across the room and saying, "That one, yes, that one there, he seems bright. We'll take him." Not the way it happens. It was much more random than that in the 60s. Someone calls up. "Yes, we have a boy down here. Want to take a look?" Yeah, kind of like identifying a body at the morgue. "Yes, that's young Jerome. We'll take him." Then, of course, your parents are allowed to borrow you for a while, pending good behavior. And that's not my behavior, that's theirs. My parents couldn't have children for 10 years, and they adopted my brother first. Thought he was great, hey, this is easy, they thought, and decided to go for a little brother. So, I get checked out from the adoption library. And my adoptive mother gets pregnant. This usually happens to foil the new baby. 'Cause see, every child deserves a bit of ogling time. The time to be the baby in the family, the new kid on the block. But my sister had other plans. My parents didn't have me more than a day before my sister started coming along. She was born 9 months after me, and that's pretty close if you ask me. I can't help but think it was planned by my sister all along. She's devious. My mother panicked. She believed that if they found out that she was pregnant, that the agency wouldn't let her keep me. So she hid the pregnancy. Every time the agency representative would come over to visit, pillows. Lots of pillows in front of my mother. The agency, however, was thrilled for my mother, and she got to keep us both. Of course, my parents were straight with me as a kid. "You're adopted. That means you're special, because we chose you." So you can see where I get the whole looking around the adoption playroom scenario. Now, I was a brilliant child, and by age 5, I'd figured out some strange conclusions about adoption. A lady at our church had a baby. It was a boy, my mother said. "Well, that's not possible," I told her. "Boys are adopted and girls are born." And if you think about it, that was a pretty Mr. Spock logical thing to say. Here my brother and me were adopted, something that must have been akin to manufactured in my mind, and my sister had been naturally born. I didn't realize that we were all born somewhere to someone. I mean, I knew I had a mother and father somewhere in the world, but it didn't really register as real until the day she came looking for me. That's when birth mother moved from being a character description to a real person. I was shocked. Now, that's not how I reacted at first on finding out that I had another real, live, concerned, letter-in-the-mail kind of birth mother. And as it turned out, adopting my mother was difficult for my entire family, but allowed me to understand adoption in a whole new way.